The scrapping of e-tolls will be effective from midnight on April 11th. This means from April 12th, e-tolls will no longer exist and Gauteng road users will no longer be required to pay for the service. The tolling system has been live since 2013. This was announced during a media briefing on Wednesday, held by the Department of Transport with the South African National Roads Agency, SANRAL, and Gauteng Premier, Phanyaza Lesufi. Transport Minister, Sindisiwe Chikunga, provided an overview of what the end of e-tolls means for the scheme and what road users can expect regarding their accounts, tags, and overall mobility.
So allow me to give you a high-level overview of the process as it will unfold. Tomorrow, that is the 11th of April 2024, at 23 hours, 59 minutes, 59 seconds, road users will no longer be charged for the use of the Gauteng e-toll roads. The obligation to pay e-toll remains till midnight on 11th April 2024. Road users will no longer be required to do anything when e-toll is cancelled. Importantly, current valid accounts can still be used for payment as toll plazas, at toll plazas and other valued added services, including parking. This is critical for the ongoing long-term benefits of interoperability. The tag beeps will stop after midnight on the 11th of April 2024. The gantry lights and cameras will remain on for road safety purposes, but also for crime fighting, as I've indicated. The e-toll website will be updated with respect to the cancellation, including mobility, tag account functionality for services, i.e. interoperability and parking, etc. The e-toll stalls will remain open as the tag can still be used for interoperability, account queries and other potential transport-related services that will be determined in due course, that also will happen. The e-toll branding will be removed in phases. E-toll invoices will be rolled up until the last day and issued up until this period. Due to potential delays in the postal system, invoices will still be received sometime after 12 April this year. However, no transactions post midnight on 11th April will appear on the invoice or statement.
However, don't get rid of your tags just yet. SANRAL Engineering Executive Lo Kanemeya said the technology will remain and be repurposed as they plan to add more services for other sectors.
But the e-tag as a payment instrument remains effective and operational countrywide. So I think that's the critical message. The e-tags are not stopping working today. You're all on the 11th, your e-tag account or your e-toll or your account that you have at the facility doesn't stop, because it's continued to be used at all plazas countrywide. And if we look at in other provinces where there's no e-toll close by, the increased use of tags have ramped up substantially there because of the benefits you have for using an e-tag when going through a conventional plaza in terms of reduced delays, no physical having to open a window, handing over cash, your credit card, or any of those things. So the e-tag remains operational. I think that's the critical message that everyone needs to understand. You will continue to be able to use it at all conventional plazas throughout South Africa. In that regard, South Africa is unique. We're one of a few countries, less than three in the world, where a single tag works countrywide. And as you've seen there, the same tag, the same number plate, there's various additional things that you can do in terms of the use of that once you opt in for paying for parking. And there's various new additional functions we will add going forward in terms of the use of your mobility account for paying for services that reduces the need for you to have cash on hand or even hand over your credit card and things. So the technology, although not used any longer going forward for e-toll collection, the technology remains because it's got so many benefits that we will then roll out and deploy into other sectors in the market in terms of it.
SANRAL CEO Reginald Damana elaborated on the issue of outstanding debt and the ongoing use of tags.
Now, the e-tags, the account that we keep records what we call current debt. So current debt, as you run through, for those who have opened accounts, e-toll accounts, like myself, I don't know if you have one, Roy, like myself, it means all the current debt that we have in there, if you were to deposit money and you still owed, that money will go into settling that. We think that the current accounts will be out of date after 30 days or so. After 30 days from 11 April. So more or less, if you were to now open a new account, get a check somewhere around 30 days later, that would be what, May. 30 May or so, you are starting on a clean slate. Your check is not encumbered, doesn't have anything. Your account is not encumbered. And of course, the policymakers will still decide on what to do with debt that is older than the current debt. I hope that makes sense. So any debt that is current, 30 days old, all of that, if you have an account, you are owing, you put money into it, of course, the e-tech account will help itself. But after that, you can then use it freely. So that's really just that. And then, of course, as for the historic debt beyond the current account, we will see.
Reporting 4 Times Live, I am Demi Buzo.